Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by January 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Wow, the Lord is good. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
Amen.
It may not be evident yet, but morianting yo. Amen.
Amen.
No eyes have seen it yet, no ear heard it, but we do carry it in our hearts and our mind.
Amen.
We know one day it will come to pass.
Amen.
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 You know, I want to tell you something. That if you had not been through what you have been through, you would not have a story to tell. Can I say that again? Look at the next neighbor. Had you not been through what you have been through, you would not have a platform. Nobody would listen to you for what? Amen. Say, neighbor, this is your next platform. Say, I refuse to go through anything that does not put me on the stage. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, I refuse to go through anything that will not give me an audience. Hallelujah. It's not nice when you go through stuff, but hey, once you've gone through, you have got a story. A beautiful story. Tell your neighbor, say you have got a beautiful story to tell after all this. Amen. Now, I want to share from this. One of the things that I have observed, and I've said this many times here, that many of us, or some of us, are not able to go with the Lord all the way because we lack certain things in our lives. Some of us, when God just begins to do something, we misunderstand and we misinterpret. And we do not, you know, God cannot go anywhere with some of us because we don't understand the reason for the blessings in our lives, the reason for his visitation, the reason for his presence. Are you hearing me? And I want to talk about a blessing and how a blessing is supposed to operate in our lives. Amen? Some of us, or many of us, we never go beyond the starting point with the Lord. Just as he's starting, we are falling apart. But I want us to look at the. So just as the Lord is starting, we are beginning to fall apart. And you'll understand why. Amen? Because we do not develop the capacity to carry the blessings of God. We do not develop the capacity to carry the blessing of God. That's why we fall apart when the blessings of God come and we never go beyond the starting point. Let me tell you something. If God does something in your life, no matter how big, it's just introduction. Okay, can I go preach somewhere else? I say, when God does something in your life and say, wow, let me tell you, he said to Nathaniel, you know, I saw you sitting under a tree. Nathaniel, wow, you must be. And he said to him, I'm just 13, prophesying. Already, I'm just telling you that I saw you under the tree. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? So, there are things that God has started in our lives. Some of us, he has not continued because we have not developed the capacity. Now, I want us to go to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. Now, Jesus Christ here, as you open it, was asked a question about fasting. Hallelujah. And he began to answer this question, asked about by the disciples of John, and said, but your disciples are not fasting. What is going on here? And Jesus Christ gave this answer. Now, let me say this. Let me say this. There are many interpretations to this scripture, but I want you to understand how it is impressed in my spirit for today, for the message that I want to give you today. Hallelujah. Are you here? Are you ready to read? Let's read.
No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment.
Yes.
Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it.
Now, when you receive a new patch, say blessing. Blessing. You better be careful. We better be careful where you put it. Because if you're going to put that blessing, that piece of cloth on an old one, that means that something is going to be at risk of being destroyed. Are you hearing me? Some of us, we receive things and we do nothing about the old. When you receive the new, you have to do something about the old. Don't just be excited that you have received something new in your life that was never there. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. It means that you must do something about the old that is going to receive the new. Are you in the house of God?
Amen.
Continue reading.
No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it. The new from the old.
Yes.
And a worse tear results.
The worst tear will result. Hallelujah. From what is supposed to be a blessing, it becomes a curse. Can I talk to somebody here?
Amen.
What could have been a blessing, it becomes a curse in your life because you just don't know how to handle it. Many people have received good things from the Lord that have destroyed them. Can I speak to somebody else?
Yes.
So many people receive good things from the Lord that are supposed to be good, but because they do not develop the capacity, it destroys them. Look at that, say neighbor. We are going somewhere. Amen. Continue reading.
Verse 22.
No
one puts new wine into old skins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins.
No one puts a what? A new wine where? Into? Say neighbor. A blessing has the capacity to multiply. It says got a multiple capacity to increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But for some people, since they got the blessing, since it has not moved because there is no capacity for it to expand. Sometimes when God gives you something, he gives it the capacity to multiply within you or in your hands. In fact, most of the blessings from God have the potential to multiply in our hands. Oh, Jesus Christ. But for some, since they received that thing, they have not multiplied it because they don't have the capacity. Enough capacity. So here is the new wine. Now, as I said, there are other interpretation and applications for the scriptures, which talks about the new grace, the new Holy Spirit for the new wine. Hallelujah. But I want you to look at that, because sometimes wine, especially when you look at the Old Testament, it refers to a blessing. It refers to a new thing in somebody's life. Are you hearing me? Say, neighbor, I see a new wine coming. But I'm looking at the wineskin. This wineskin will not contain it. Sometimes we are praying for more from God when we do not have the capacity to carry it. Now, I will show you a prayer of one wise man. Hallelujah. That we should all be praying. Are you here? Read 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter, no, not Corinthians, sorry, Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Now, this is the prayer that I want us to pray. Look at your neighbor. This is the prayer you must pray. And you must understand it. Okay, read for us.
1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10.
Uh-huh. Chronicles is in the Old Testament. For those who are still looking in the New Testament. Amen. Just go a few pages backward, you find it. Okay, read.
And Jabez.
Uh-huh.
Called on the God of Israel, saying,
yes,
oh, that you would bless me indeed.
Now, oh, that you will bless me indeed. So he prays for a blessing. He's praying for a blessing. Say, neighbor, it's okay. You can pray for a blessing. He asked God for a blessing. What is the blessing you're looking for? May God grant you that blessing, I pray.
Amen.
Amen. So the man asked God for what? For a blessing. But listen, he did not end there. Listen to what the next thing he prays for.
Enlarge my territory.
Aha, there it is. He says, increase my capacity. Oh, you know, sometimes when you're looking about this scripture, we think when you say territory means more blessings, more blessing. It means more space, more room to contain more blessings.
Amen.
It does not mean more blessings. It means more space.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Increase is praying for God to increase. Do we pray for God to increase the capacity to give for the blessings that He's giving us? Or do we just first focus on the blessings? Oh, are they the right people I have to talk to today?
Yes.
Am I talking to people who need to increase capacity?
Yes.
For more?
Yes.
If you understand this, you'll never run out of blessings. Or room for blessing. So he prays, says, oh Lord, bless me. But he didn't stop there. He says, also, give me the capacity. Give me the capacity to carry more. To carry this blessing. The blessing that you are receiving, do you have the capacity to carry it? You know, when you receive a blessing from God, pray for the capacity to carry it. Pray for capacity. Because you see, like wine. In an old wine skin, what will happen? You know what happens with wine? As wine expands because it ferments, it cracks the old skin, and then wines begin to leak through the skin. That's how people will lose a blessing. Because the character, the many other things that are in our lives begin to allow blessing to continue seep out of our lives. When you started off well and you end up very bad, do you have the capacity? Do you have the capacity for more? I believe that many of us are and should be far further than we are now. Amen?
Hallelujah.
I believe that we should be believing God for more and increase our capacity for more. This ministry honestly carries a lot of potential to make anybody become anything. But the problem is that many of us, as God begins to introduce us to his life of blessings, we don't understand we are at the beginning. We think that is the end of it. You know, sometimes when you see something from God is so big, you say, wow, and you forget when God is just saying hello. Look at the neighbor, this is just a good morning. Already you are running away. Oh, God bless me so much. Ooh, he's greeting you. Can I preach?
Amen.
Can I preach? Amen. Say, neighbor, don't be scared by greetings. No, even put it this way, don't be changed by greetings. God greets you, you're already becoming something else. Just from the greetings. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes in life, not here, I'm talking about life. I see people, God beginning great things with them, and I see how they don't see the other side of life. How they are just focused on what is before them. And I look and say, wow, if these people knew what lies the other side. Amen. Hallelujah. If what God gives you is only enough for you, God has just started. Okay. You don't hear what I'm saying? I say, if what God gives you is only enough for you, it means it is just starting. Because when God blesses you, he has another person in mind. But you see, he will start at home because charity starts at home. Isn't it? You sort you out here and there, but the truth is that he's preparing you for greater things. Some of us, we think that is the end. Don't call it a blessing of God unless it touches somebody else. Don't call it a blessing of God until it touches somebody else. Why you think you are so important that God of the heavens, God of the universe, who cannot be contained by the universe, all he's concerned about is for you to... No. 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 When God visits your neighbor, he will land at your house. I say, when God visits, is visiting your neighbor, he's going to arrive at your house. Oh. Are these the right people I have to talk to today? Hallelujah. Amen. Many of times it does not even continue to your neighbor's place. He says, okay, I will leave these things here. Please give it to your neighbor. And what do? We buy dog food. We think about our pets. We think about everything else. We think, wow, wow. But hey, this, when I check this thing, the label is, the address is next door. It's not here. But we have made our own that which was just dropped to be passed on. But that's spirituality. You know, if you don't understand this thing of the spirit, you'll be lost. You'll be lost. They are hidden. They are mysteries. They are mysteries. Some of us, our success will be slow, but it will be forever.
Amen.
It is not an overnight success. The progress you may not even see it. Have you ever seen a tree that you plant at home? You see it every day. It looks like it's not growing. Until you go away and come back after 3 months. Ooh, this tree is so big. Oh. But it has been doing the same thing all the time. Am I talking to somebody in the house today? Do you love Jesus Christ? So Jabez is praying. He said, Lord, bless me. But not only that, increase my capacity. He continues to pray about about God not leading him into evil and all those things, talking about sins and other temptations of life. Are you hearing me? But I want us to focus on this capacity that he's praying for. Amen. And I'm going to give you a few things that you need to do to increase your capacity. Amen. A blessing is coming your way, is guaranteed.
Amen.
Oh, can I go prophesy somewhere else? Amen. I say a blessing is coming your way and it is guaranteed.
Amen.
For some of you, it's already left heaven. Others, it's been packaged.
Amen.
Others, is still in the factory.
Amen.
But the truth is that it will reach you.
Amen.
But whilst you are waiting, pray for capacity.
Amen.
Amen. You are not born with the ability to carry them. You pray. You pray. If it's from God, I don't know. If you believe it's from God, then you must develop the capacity to carry it. But if you are not sure, then it's another issue. Amen. But if the people get things, they call them blessings. But hey, we know that the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and does not add sorrows. That's the difference.
Amen.
That's the difference. So those who get it other ways, you know where they end. You know their end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David says, he was complaining, I see the unrighteous people are succeeding in life. He says, until I saw their end, then I rested my case. The same people that you are worried about, oh, so-and-so is making it in life, I can see their end. If I were you, I would not even envy them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say the blessing of God.
The blessing of God
makes one rich.
Makes one rich.
And adds no sorrow.
And adds no sorrow.
So that blessing is coming your way, I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now those who know that they are in the list of being those that are going to be blessed, they develop capacity to receive. Are you in the house of God?
Amen.
Say capacity. I cannot hear you say capacity.
Capacity.
Let us go to the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 15. Now the first one that I want to talk about is change your character. Changing of character or change your character. Say change your character. Number one, to build in capacity, you must change your character. Oh, hallelujah. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you being prepared for something? Look at them and say, neighbor, this blessing this time is not going to slip through my hand. I can tell you one thing for sure, that many of you have tasted the blessings of God. Okay, you're busy this side. You're looking for scriptures. Many of you have tasted the blessing of God before.
Amen.
But whether it lasted is another story.
Yes.
Whether it grew is another story.
Yes.
But many of us, we have seen it. We've seen it. Amen. But look, today I believe that God wants you to be prepared, be better prepared for what is coming. Those that are already receiving it, in fact, those that are receiving it today, somebody's receiving it today. You don't have time. You don't have time. You must start right now. Oh, are you here? To begin to do what? To build and develop capacity to carry. 1 John. Chapter what? Chapter? Verse? Yeah, let's read it. I said 1 John chapter 2, verse? Verse what? Oh, are you good students? Hmm? You know, let me tell you the quickest way to remember the verses when we say them. Because some of you, whilst you are looking for Corinthians, you have forgotten which chapter. After you found Corinthians, he said, now which chapter? So what were you looking for to start with? Can I help you? Can I give you a tip?
Yes.
You will not forget the book. You will forget the chapter and the verses. Remember only that and look for the book. Okay, is it making sense to someone?
Yes.
So if I say to you, 1 John chapter what, 2 verse 16, just remember 1, 2, 16. There's no way you'll forget John. In your mind, you keep saying 1, 2, 16, 1, 2, 16, 1, 2, 16, 1, 16. You know you're looking for John. How can you forget you're looking for John? Certainly you're not looking for Peter. Is it making sense? Am I helping somebody? The day I knew that, I never forget what I'm looking for. I help people around me all the time. What is, which verse? I give them. So it's a chapter 10. I see they are in trouble. Yeah? Do you have such neighbors right now?
Yes.
Hallelujah. That is easy, isn't it? Okay, let us read.
1 John chapter 2, verse 15.
Yes, 16.
16.
Yeah.
For all that is in the world.
For all that is in the world.
The lust of the flesh.
The lust of the flesh.
And the lust of the eyes.
The lust of the eyes.
And the boastful pride of life.
There are things that are in the world that are not supposed to be found in us. But you see, there's a lot of worldliness in us. There's a lot of worldliness that we must get rid of. This is the old wineskin that we must get rid of. The flesh that cannot contain the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
That we have to get rid of. Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
The lust of what? The lust of the eyes. Make sure that when the blessings come, this desire of wanting to have everything that you see with your eyes, you must pray that it is dead. When you see somebody having something, you want it. When you see something in the newspapers, you want it. When you see something on social media, you want it. When you see your friend with a nice style, you want it. When you see a new cell phone, you want it. Can I talk to somebody here?
Yeah.
Like children. You see, children can be quite fleshly or worldly. But this thing must not be found in the so-called adult Christians. You see something, Lina kia ibatla. Nami nya ifun. Those who are married, you go to your husband, can you buy me this? You don't even say that you saw it somewhere else. Are you hearing me? Am I helping somebody here? If you don't deal with the eyes, you will not have the capacity to hold on things that God gives you. Because anything that comes, you will love it. You will follow it. You will chase it. And it will take you away from what God is doing. You have to pray for the lust of the eyes. You cannot be liking and wanting everything that you see. Are you hearing me? This will be a serious distraction. Hallelujah. Everything that passes by, you follow it with your eyes. Even if you say, it's fine. It's as good as amen. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, please just let your eyes die. Nice things will pass and you will not turn your head to follow them. Hallelujah. Did you tell your neighbor? Did you rebuke the eyes? Did you send them to the grave? Did you send those eyes to the grave? Hallelujah. Some people, even when you are walking with them, they will even forget that they are with you. Are you in the house of God?
Amen.
Say, never, I pray for this lust of the eyes to die in the name of Jesus. Because this thing is on your capacity to receive more. Because what God gives you today, tomorrow, you have already spent it because of these eyes. And say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I pray for spiritual blindness.
I pray for
For blindness to the things that you don't want me to see. I want you to show me the things that I must see. And like, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray those eyes are dead in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Hallelujah. The last of the flesh. Minad. Nice time. Good time. The comfort of the flesh. That's what we are after. As long as the flesh is comfortable, we use what God bless us to make the flesh comfortable. The blessings of God is used to make the you know what? If anything, the blessing of God must make the flesh feel that you, this is not okay. Are you hearing me? Say the what? The last of the flesh. Say the last of the flesh. Hallelujah. To desire more comfort and more that and more that and more that. Amen. That is the last of the flesh. To want to gratify the flesh. To make yourself feel good. Yeah, as long as I want to feel good. I want to feel good. The things that you do, you just want to feel good. As long as I feel good, you are feeding the flesh. Am I talking to somebody here? Until you hate yourself, you will not move with the things of God. Until you hate yourself, like Paul says, I box this body. I box it. Until you hate your life good enough, you are not prepared to move to the next level of the blessings of God. Hallelujah. If you love yourself too much, I can tell you now, I can assure you now, the blessing of God will never grow in your life. Because it's going to turn you in the wrong direction immediately. It's gone. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Are you hearing me? The money that God gives us, we spend on our own comfort. Our own comfort. Just for what? To be comfortable. You know, there are certain things in life that we must have. We must have. There's a certain level of comfort that we must have. But there is this kind of comfort that is over the top. That is what we are talking about. That is the last now of the flesh. Amen. Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Do you want to know more about that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every person needs basics in life. What is the difference between going over the top and just being okay in life? It's very clear. Opulence, you can see it from far. The bling bling, the what, you can see them from far, that this is over the top. Amen? And this actually is all about see me. See me. See what I've got. See what I can afford, rather than this is what I need in life. Is it clear? So it's no longer about what you need in life, it's about what you can afford now. So what decides? What you get is the depth of your pocket, not the necessity. Is it making sense here?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The difference between a 5 million house and a 10 million house, I don't think there is any much, except that maybe that bed will wake you up. Something like that. I don't know. But the truth is that it's all about now see what I can afford. It's no longer about what I need in life. There are some of us who are just waiting to get money so that we can show some people something.
Come on now.
No, some of us say, oh, because it has not come. You see, when money comes, begins to expose hey, the things that we never thought are in us. Are you hearing me? Do you love Jesus Christ? Don't say no because you have not received this kind of thing I'm talking about. I hope you are right. Amen. Hallelujah. If now it becomes proving the point and showing off, it's no longer a need that you need. Amen. You know, there are some people who cannot afford not to be noticed. Hello? When they are around, now they look, now when they don't have money, no, they don't worry. But the moment they have money, they want everybody to notice when they arrive. They arrive late. Come on. When everybody's already there, why? What's the point of coming early? Nobody's going to see you. So they will make sure this time everybody's at church. Now let me go. This person used to come for intercession at 9. Now he's waiting for everybody to come because the blessing has changed them. They do not develop capacity. If you want to develop capacity, deal with your character. The same with the pride of life. The pride of life is about is about arrogance. It's about pride. It's about now I am somebody. Even the way I walk now, I change. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to walk anyhow. But now, calculated steps. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Because now this shoe that I'm wearing is a 30,000 rand shoe. You can't walk anyhow with a 30,000 shoe. No, for sure. You are continually aware of what you're wearing. Some of us, the shoes, we forget that you're wearing shoes. Tell them, never say never. Some of us, we forget we're wearing shoes. There are people, every second they are aware they are wearing shoes. Every step they take, they are aware. Ooh, 30,000. Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is pride of life. That's pride of life. If you do not do away with these things, when blessings come, they will swallow it. You will not grow beyond that. Am I talking to somebody here? Pride. Say pride of life. Pride of life. Say pride of life. Hallelujah. Yeah. Say develop capacity. I cannot hear. Say develop capacity. To carry the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two, change your mindset. Change the way you think and the way you see things. Know that this is the beginning and it's not the end. Know that God can do greater things through your life. You see, a person who is with a different mindset, he thinks differently. When money comes and when blessings comes, he's thinking differently from another person who is just carnal. With a different mindset. Am I talking to somebody here? Amen. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, you have to think big. In other words, you say, what can I do with what I have received so I can increase? Oh, am I talking to somebody here? Yes. Am I talking to somebody here? Amen. You know, unless you think big, you think what is happening to you is the end. You have never seen yourself beyond that. Look at your neighbor. You must see yourself having money more than 10,000, please. You know, there are some people that is a dream. Ooh, I'm got to that 10,000. Ooh, Jesus. Change your mindset. believe that you can do more and you have got the capacity. A person who knows that will not squander anything that comes his way because he knows that we are going somewhere. This is not the end. Say, this is not the end. Say, change of mindset. Say, change of mindset. Begin to see things the way God sees them. Amen. Begin to do what? Begin to see things the way God sees them. The way God sees you. Do you know where God sees you 5 years from here? All you see is what is in front of you. But have a bird's-eye view. Look at your life from outside yourself and begin to see where God wants to take you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, many things that God has in store for you, you have not seen. Tell your neighbor.
Many things that God has in store for you,
you have not seen anything yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, change your mindset.
Change your mindset.
Say, change your mindset.
Change your mindset.
1 Corinthians 2, verse 6, 16. Read it.
For who has known the mind of the Lord?
Who has known the mind of the Lord?
That he will instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ.
But we have the mind of Christ. Have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Have the mind of Christ. Who has seen the mind of God? The problem is that we do not spend time in God to understand what he's thinking about us. The Bible says that he has got plans for us.
Amen.
Plans and plans to make us great. Plans to prosper us. But do we know that mind of Christ? Do we have a relationship with him? So the only way for you to have that mind of Christ is to know him. To know how he thinks. Jesus Christ is not carnal. Like his disciples, you know, when he asked them, you know, about bread and so on, and they said to him, okay, I'll send these people away so that we can eat. That is not the mind of Christ. That sends people away so that you can eat. Christ said, no, bring what you have got. Hallelujah. Yeah. So when you've got the mind of Christ, you know that the 5 loaves are not for you. The 12 loaves are not for you. They are for everybody who is around. Or am I talking to somebody? That is the mind of Christ. His disciples were still very carnal. They got this bread. They say, okay, now we are sorted. Get rid of the rest. Get rid of the rest. That's the mentality that we have. But when we receive something from God, we know it's for the 5,000, for the 4,000. Am I talking to somebody? Unless you see what happened, immediately the bread began to multiply. I do understand what I'm saying. Why? Because of the mind that was in Christ, not the mind that was in the disciples. Otherwise, their disciples would have remained the bread that there was. Or am I talking to somebody here? Do you love Jesus Christ? So you have to change your mindset. Look at your neighbor. Have the mind of Christ. Continue reading.
Chapter 3.
Read that scripture again. 16 again.
Verse 16.
For
who has known the mind of the Lord?
Yes.
That he will instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ.
But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Look at them and say,
we have the mind of Christ.
I cannot hear you.
We have the mind of Christ.
Say, I have the mind of Christ. So the mind of Christ is the one that thinks about the next person. The mind of Christ is that thinks that you can do more than, you can grow even more than where you are now. Am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say thank you, Jesus. So, the Lord is able to incapacitate us. Amen. You see, you're able to know what God is up to if you have his mind. When you receive something, you then understand what is the plan of God. Amen. With what I have. Many of us, when we receive things, we just begin to thank God. Thank you, Lord. Then immediately you are gone on to other things. But you never want to know, why do I have this, what I have? What is God doing in my life right now? Hallelujah. Say, change of mindset.
Change of mindset.
Say, have the mind of Christ.
Have the mind of Christ.
Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Get
rid of a selfish mind.
And have the mind of Christ.
Hallelujah. Colossians, you read Colossians, right? Read Colossians 3, verse 16. We read Colossians 2, 16. Okay, read Colossians 3, verse 16. Colossians 3, 16.
Colossians 3, verse 16.
Uh-huh.
Let the word of Christ,
yes,
richly dwell in within you.
Uh-huh.
With all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another.
Yes.
With psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Yes.
Singing with thankfulness in your hearts to,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Verse 17.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you do,
mm-hmm,
in word or deed,
yes,
do all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So whatever you do, do it as Christ would do it. Is it clear? So he says to them, let this word of God dwell richly in your hearts, in you. Now, listen to me. If you want to develop capacity, fill yourself with the word of God. Because whatever God does, it will be in line with what he has put in your life already. Amen? Please, do not receive blessings from God and your heart is empty of the word of God. That is a disaster for that is a recipe for disaster. Tell your neighbor, it's a recipe for disaster. If you receive something from God and there's nothing in your heart, you are set for destruction. There's no doubt about it. What will anchor you is God's principles.
That's right.
What will direct you is God's principles. Amen?
Amen.
There are things that we cannot do, not because we cannot afford them, but because they're wrong. You see, if you want to be a principled person, be filled with the word of God. The word of God is the one that will guide you. You see, when you have got money, you have got power. Money comes with power. I pray that you will have money and power.
Amen.
Because right now, power is in the hands of wrong people. People who are not principled. Before they give you a job, they want kickbacks from you. They want favors from you. Before they give you a job, because they've got money. Power is in the wrong hands, in the wrong people. I pray that God will raise you,
amen,
to a place of power,
amen,
and control.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hoping that you will be filled with the word of God. Because these people, some of them that are doing these things, are Christians. They go to churches on Sunday. But the problem is that they have a blessing without the word. They have a blessing without the word. Nothing, nothing calls them to order when they are out of order. The word of God will rebuke you. When nobody speaks, at least the word of God must speak. Where everybody is afraid of you, the word of God won't be afraid of you because you've got money. Do some yourself a favor. Fill yourself with the word of God before you become too famous and too powerful for yourself. I pray that money is coming your way and you'll be powerful.
Amen.
I pray that you will be powerful.
Amen.
I say that you will be powerful.
Amen.
Your weight will be like the weight of a king.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is not very strong.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you appear, people will start running around and wonder what they've done wrong. Do you want such power?
Amen.
Oh, your amen. That power comes with money. The most powerful people are the people with money, unless you are a politician. Political power, yeah. Other than that, even the politicians, they kneel before people with money. May God give you a lot of money, please. I say, may the Lord give you more money, please. So. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When people come to you for money, you say, accept Jesus.
Amen.
You know that's what the Muslims are doing. You don't get a job unless you convert. Because they have money to do that. Amen. People who work for us, they still come. They come work for us with Sangoma stuff. They clean your house. They've got wristbands and all that. Please tell them you choose. You must tell them you choose. You choose whether you want to work here or you want to work somewhere else. If you work here, you must convert. You must get rid of this wristband. I can do it for you now. I can bend them for you now. You can do that because you have got money. You have got power. Hallelujah. Make sure you are paying well, because they will say, if you don't want robber, they just go next door. Make sure that you pay them well. Am I talking to somebody here? I pray that you will have money and power. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, fill yourself with the word of God. Fill yourself with the word of God. Hallelujah. Unless you do that, the only way to know what God would do in any situation is to be filled with his word. Amen. Hallelujah. We need more and more people who are wealthy, who know God and fear God. Am I talking to somebody in the house?
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, change your mindset. Say, change your mindset. Say, think big. Say, think big. Oh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number three, change your company. Change your company.
Yes.
These people that you are with, when you have got money, they will lead you to another place. Amen. If you want to, if people who don't know God, firstly surround yourself with people who fear God, who will not tell you, now that you have got money, do 1, 2, 3. They will lead you astray. Who are you surrounding with? If you want to increase your capacity for more, get rid of some of the people around your life. You will not move beyond where you are with these people. Because they immediately they say, hey, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here. Get rid of them. Get those who say, okay, now that you have received this, how do we grow it? How do we grow it? How do we increase this capacity? Amen. Keep people around you who think, who can see beyond where they are. People who are not just living from day to day. No dream, nothing. People who will challenge you. Look at the neighbor, you need people who will challenge you. Amen. Hallelujah. People will not make you feel that you have arrived in life. Not people who are going to worship you. Not people who are going to praise you. Not people who are going to now respect you because of what you have. Get rid of this one. You need the ones that say, I don't fear you. I don't care how much you have. I'll tell you. Whether you don't give me a lift tomorrow, I don't care. Whether you leave me, I don't care. I will tell you the truth. Those are the people you need around your life. Not the people who are going to buy your face. Because you have bought them something, now you have silenced them. They see you as the provider. Or do they call it blesser?
Ah, blesser.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, change your company.
Change your company.
Look at your neighbor, say, change your company.
Change your company.
Say these people. Say these people. God said to Abraham, get out of this place. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis 12, 1 and 2 says, now get out of this place. Leave everybody because I want to bless you. Amen.
Amen.
I want to bless you.
Hallelujah.
There are people around you that God won't bless you as long as they're there. There are places, unless you move, you won't see anything. Hello?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God could have just blessed him in Haran, but he said no. Heir of the Chaldeans. No, he said no. Get out of this place. I will show you a place where you need to be. There's a place where you need to be to have the capacity to receive.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm encouraging you. Nobody must ever encourage you to leave this place, because they will erode on your capacity. No. Now that you are doing well, you know what? Look for 1, 2, 3. Rebuke them. There are certain places that God has blessed to capacitate you in a particular way. Not every place. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I've said this many a times. Well, we thank God for the building process that is taking place right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, but you know, we were in that hot place, isn't it?
Amen.
That place was so hot that if you can afford an air conditioner, you won't stay. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are people who are looking for better places to fellowship. And they are looking at the outside. Oh, people are lost, I'm telling you. They are looking for the building. Hello?
Amen.
But they don't realize that there are certain places that God has placed. When God called Abraham to Israel, as to the land of Canaan as we know it now, there was nothing going on there. But his arrival, God changed that place. Amen.
Amen.
It is a place that God was interested in. It does not matter what is there.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't allow anybody to remove you from a place that makes you who you are.
Amen.
Or that contributes to who you are.
Amen.
Amen. Am I talking to somebody here? Some people will say to you, are you still going to that church? They call this church that church. Are you still going to that church? Where do they want you to still go? Amen. Hallelujah. But I can tell you that there are certain places that God has graced with potential to make things happen in your life. They may not look that great from outside, but inside there is life. Hallelujah. You know, I remember there is this man who was an ex-Satanist. I mean, this guy was very deep. Hallelujah. And he says that when he was still there, there's a place that what is this place again? I forget where it was. But he says in this place there was it was Uganda. Yeah, it was Uganda, yes. He says there was a place there, a church there, that was giving them problems. And you will think it's a big church. He said, no, it was a very small church. Very few members. He said, that was the church that was giving them problems in Uganda. Not the biggest of, no, a church with a few people. Oh, may you not be in a church that gives the devil no problem. They focus. It says when those people start praying, they have to leave the city. A small church have to leave the city. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
So it is not how things look outside that they will have spiritual significance in your life. No. Of course, we'll get there. One day we'll all have, hallelujah.
Yes.
Say never, we'll have air conditioners. Very soon, I can see it coming very soon. In fact, somebody was saying, as we build this, can we just put air conditioners once? Hallelujah. May it happen in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Say, change your company. Say, change your company. There are places that will pull you down, and people will pull you down because of the way they think. They are not godly. They will not say anything godly in your life. They will not build you up. They will bless, they will praise you. They will tell you how good you are when they don't even mean it sometimes. They just want what you have. You will see their truth colors when the money runs out. You will know them. Let me give you one or two more and then we are done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we building capacity here?
Yeah.
Are we building capacity?
Amen.
Also, when speaking about capacity, people who are negative around your life, avoid them. Company of people who are just negative. Oh, there is not, what comes out of their mouth is just poison. They are eroding on your capacity. When they are talking, nothing nice. They have got nothing to say anything good about anybody. Just negative. They just see doom and gloom. No hope. This world is going to end very soon, according to them. Nothing to look forward to. Amen. They are holding grudges. They don't forgive anybody. They are so bitter. Say neighbor, you must leave this one. No. I think the prophet, the apostle has described this one already. Please, just leave this one. Amen. This is poison. This is poison. Whenever you suggest something, they have got everything negative to say about it. They will shoot down on any idea that you bring. They are ready with their machine guns. Anytime you start to think like differently, I want you to start a really? No, man. I know so-and-so did it, but it didn't work. Didn't work. There's nothing that they are encouraging you about. Amen? So when God drops an idea in your life, they will kill it. Even before it breathes, start breathing, they will kill it, this one. I leave this one, no. They are so negative. Hallelujah. After 30 minutes of talking to them, you feel so empty. Amen. It's like you could repent from something or of something. You don't know what you have done wrong, but you feel like I'm not okay. Do you know such people? Please stay away from them in the name of Jesus Christ. When the blessings come, this one is still here. They will kill it. This one will kill it. Say, change your company. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, changing company could also refer to positive company. Company is not always negative, but there's also positive that you must stay with.
Yes,
there are people that you must value in your life and keep them.
Yes,
amen? People who are always challenging you to think differently and do something with your life.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The last one is this. Have faith to overcome circumstances. Have faith to overcome circumstances. Now, when we look back, and do not let your past determine whether you will make it tomorrow. Amen. Somebody says, don't look at your life with a rear view mirror, because there's always something down there that is not going to look good. Amen. But if you want to increase your capacity, you have to overcome those circumstances. You have to see them, that it is possible. If you have never overcome something that you failed on in the past, we are probably still at the same place. Can I say that again? If you have not overcome what you have passed in the past, if you have not overcome it, what you failed in the past, you are probably still in the same place. In other words, see yourself going beyond this thing. Don't just walk away from things. No. Push through. You know, some people do something today and they do something tomorrow. And another day and another day. Amen. Push through this one. Hallelujah. Because things that you have failed in the past that will remain to be failures, when you could actually have overcome them, because you just want to move from one thing to another. Amen. Stay with this one. Look at your neighbor. Stay with this one. Because past victories are also a source of encouragement. But if every time something is not working, you leave it, that is also not correct. Amen. So sometimes you have to stay with things until you see the end of it. Amen. They say successful people are the ones that have failed many times on one thing, and they never give up on it. Hallelujah. Many of us will keep failing because we always try something new. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, build your capacity. Build your capacity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And lastly, what you do with what you get will increase your capacity for more. When you read this in the book of 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11 and 10, you will see how the generosity can actually increase what you have. Amen? Can you read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 11 and 12?
Verse 11.
Yes.
You will be enriched in everything.
Yes.
For all liberality.
Yes.
Which through us is producing thanksgiving to God.
Yes.
Verse 12.
So through what? Liberality. Say liberality. Okay, continue.
Verse 12.
Yes.
For the ministry,
yes,
of this service,
yes,
is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints,
yes,
but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God.
Yes.
Verse 13.
Uh-huh.
Because of the proof given by this ministry.
Read verse 10 again. Verse 10.
Verse 10.
Yeah.
Now he who supplies seed to the sower.
Aha. Uh-huh. He who supplies what? Seed to the sower. Amen. Say, neighbor. This blessing could even be a seed, for all I know. Amen. It could be what? A seed. So he is the one that provides what? Seed to the sower. Uh-huh. Continue reading.
And bread for food.
Uh-huh.
Will supply and multiply your seed.
Yes.
For sowing. And increase the harvest of your righteousness.
Aha. The harvest, some said the great harvest of generosity in you. Amen. So the harvest of generosity. One way to increase your capacity is to make sure that you do something with what you have as a seed. Amen. As an offering, especially towards the work of God. Hallelujah. You know, as a Christian, you should not be reminded to give. Hello.
Amen.
As a Christian, you must not be reminded to give, because that is a potential to increase your capacity for more. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Sometimes the way we share about offering, and like we are sharing about offering, is like, hey, these people... Why? When it's supposed to be your, like your, it's like breathing to you. Giving must be like breathing to a Christian. Nobody must remind you that you need to breathe. To a spiritual life, it must be like that. Why must we be reminded? Why must we be reminded to give? Hello, how's the amen again? Adisaliyo. Why must we be reminded? Because we are increasing our capacity. If you do not give, you do not have the right to pray for more capacity. You don't have. You have lost it. Amen. So, if you want to stop God's work of blessing you, just keep all the money. It's easy. That's the end of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So with what God gives us, how do we increase capacity? You just give it back to Him. Just give it back to Him. In that way, your oil will never run out. Amen. This blessing will never run out. Hallelujah. The more you give towards the work of God, is the more the oil will continue to run in your life. Amen. Let me tell you this. Yes, it is true that we have to give to support those that do not have. But some of us, unless we begin to look at what we have, not just as a few sticks and what for us to and a flower for us to eat and die. We have to look at this as an opportunity for more. Are you hearing me? Some of us, some of the people who lack, they hold on to the only thing they have. Hello? Amen. There is nothing that we do to show that we believe God. Like the widow gave the last 2 pennies. We don't do that. Amen. Amen. But yet we want to keep what God gives us. We want to increase in capacity. We're praying, God, give me more. God, open this. God, do that. But when He gives us, we keep everything. Because you feel, hurry, if I do this tomorrow, what will I have? Amen. Why are you worried about tomorrow? Why are you worried about tomorrow? I can tell you, anything, any seed that you put in the good ground will feed you for the rest of your life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that one of the reasons why America was for a while, until they started other things, blessed is because of the generosity that they had towards the missionary work. They have supported the missionary work for many years. Amen. They supported the work of God. So we keep going them for more, keep going. Indeed. Blessed is the hand that gives, not the one that receives. You know, if you are receiving, you must feel sorry for yourself. For now, at least. So that you overcome it and so that, Luena, you can be on the other side. Amen. Am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. Children of God, if we are going to increase from one glory to another, we need to be careful about what we do with what we have. Amen? Because that may just be the end before the beginning starts. The end before the beginning. If we don't do that. I believe that God is even now dropping things in your life. He's dropping things in your life. All of you. But I pray that your heart is being prepared today for better things and more capacity. That you'll also pray like Jabez and say, Lord, not only the blessing but the capacity to carry it. Amen. Hallelujah. Your territory, your limitations. Pray that God, I don't want this character to sabotage me. Can you stand on our feet as we begin to pray? As we begin to pray right now. So pray that I don't want this character to sabotage me. Say, Lord Jesus, I don't want this character flaws. To sabotage me. Say, I want to increase from strength to strength. I want to move from glory to glory. I want to grow from one blessing to another. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. Help my eyes. They may not look at things because of lust. Say, help me, Lord. Say, help me, Lord. That I may not lust after the things of the flesh. After the things of the flesh. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. So I may not have pride of life. For this will destroy the capacity for more. Say, I want to change, O Lord. I want to be a different person. I receive the eyes of God. Say, I receive the eyes of Jesus. Say, I receive the eyes of Jesus. I receive the heart of Jesus. Say, I do not lust anymore after the things of the flesh, after the comfort of this world. I don't lust after these things anymore. Say, Lord Jesus, help me with my arrogance. See, with my arrogance, pride. Lord God Almighty, help me, Lord. Now, listen to me. I've said this in the past that pride, you don't have to wait for anything for you to know that you have got pride. Pride, you see it even if you don't have anything. Pride, you see it. Pride, sometimes you wonder why some people are proud because they don't see anything. You look, you say, well, what is this one that I'm proud of? Because you don't see nothing. So you don't need anything to show that you're proud. But that thing, when the real thing comes, is the one that will destroy you. If you can have pride when you don't have a Lord, what will happen when you have a Lord? Now you have a reason to be proud. So let us pray against the spirit of pride. And check, you don't just say, nah, keep proud. No, check. Ask God to reveal things in you that are not right. Amen. By the way, some of these things is because some of the reasons why some of the things are delayed is because God wants you to develop certain things before they come. Because why would God just give you things where they have obviously no capacity? So let us pray against things like pride. Hallelujah. Say pride. Say, Lord Jesus, take away pride out of my life. Take away pride out of my life. Say, take away pride out of my life. Do you know what is the first sign of pride? Do you know what is the first sign of pride? Do you know? Unforgiveness. Yes. Holding on to things is pride. Pride is what makes people not to forgive. Oh, some of you didn't know that. So it's the first sign. It's not the only sign. The first sign of is unforgiveness. You know why you don't forgive? You think you lose something when you release, when you forgive. The second one, of course, is to even ask for the forgiveness. Amen? To say, I'm sorry. To say, I'm sorry. A pride person will never say, I'm sorry. Hello? Amen. If you cannot say, I am sorry, then you are in trouble. It's a sign you are proud. Ask your neighbor, have you ever said, I'm sorry? Huh? Have you ever said, I'm sorry? Is it hard? Because when you say, I'm sorry, you also lose something. So equally, if you are proud, you cannot receive forgiveness. You cannot receive somebody say, I'm sorry to you because you're proud. You also cannot say, I'm sorry because you're proud. So those are signs of pride. Even before anything, walking, tall and all that, and everybody around you too, the arrogance, that is the last stages of it. But early, you do not forgive, you don't receive forgiveness, you never say, I'm sorry. Those are signs of pride and destroying many relationships. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, Lord Jesus, help me with unforgiveness. Help me with unforgiveness. Help me with unforgiveness. Help me to say I am sorry. Help me to say I'm sorry. Say these are early signs that pride is taking root in my life. Say, Lord Jesus, I pray against the pride of life. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me with my mindset to think like you, to see things like you, to have faith like you, to fill myself with your being, which is the word of God, so I may be directed in the way I do things. Say, Holy Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, help me. Say, help me, Holy Spirit. Say, help me, Holy Spirit, to see things the way you see them. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, help me to see the things the way you see them. Let me not be limited in the way I see things. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. May I be filled with your word so I may understand your heart. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Help me choose people that must be around me. Help me to keep some and get rid of some. Those that build my capacity for more. Those who help me believe. Those who help me believe I can do more. I can receive more. I need to keep them. Those who put me down, I don't need them in my life. Those who are just negative, I don't want them in my life. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for the heart to give. I pray for the heart to give. I pray for the heart to give. Every opportunity to give, I want to give. Because that way, the oil will never stop running in my life. One blessing will be followed by another blessing. I want to give towards your work. I want to give towards the work of evangelism, the work of reaching out to the nations. I want to pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you blessed, Bazalani?
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.